Welcome to another exciting podcast of Why Your Story. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are...
Why Your Story.
Yay! Woo-hoo! It's a lovely day today.
It's a pretty day.
We're glad to be with you. Thank you to our beautiful sponsors.
That's right, Star Valley Medical.
And Star Valley Health.
Oh, yeah. And Star Valley Health. I'm so used to Star Valley Medical.
Eco-Life.
Yeah. Eco-Life for sure. And we'd like to thank Dan Dockstetter and his team for letting us use this wonderful building.
They're awesome.
SVI Media.
What would we do without them?
Well, I guess we'd be on the street.
We wouldn't have any news. Right?
Not local news, no.
Yeah, it would be pretty rough without Dan Dockstetter and his crew there for
That's
sure.
That's right. They're good peoples.
Yes. So, MJ, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm all right. It's a good day.
It is?
Yeah.
But it's a sad day?
It is kind of a sad day.
Why?
Today is the third anniversary of my little brother's passing.
Aww. I'm so sorry.
And those of you that have had a loved one, family member, close relative, whatever, die, you understand. It's just these days are hard.
Yeah.
You know, because you go your whole day, and I still have a voicemail on my phone from him.
Aww.
I can't delete it.
Yeah.
Nor will I ever. I don't think I could ever delete it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same time, I don't want to listen to it either.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
For sure.
He was my little brother. And anyway, yeah, so today's that day. So it's been kind of one of those days, you know, where there's a lot of reflection, but...
Yeah.
But...
How's your family doing with it?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's been really hard on Mom.
Mm.
And, of course, Dad, you know, and siblings. And we all called each other this morning, you know, just supporting. And
yeah.
But it is what it is. And, you know, life, you deal with death and...
Mm-hmm.
And you're just grateful for the blessings that you do have, and never take those relationships for granted, because one day you wake up and they're gone.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, that's kind of been my day today, but I'm feeling more grateful than anything today, just because he was my brother for 30 years.
Wow.
33 years.
Wow, that's so young. That's just so sad.
I feel bad for beating him up.
Yeah, you probably should.
I know.
All the little...
big brothers, that's what we do to little brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's like in the rule book. I mean, I tell my little girls these stories of, like, he was scared. He was like one of those guys that was really jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I can't even tell you how many hundreds of times that I scared him.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I feel bad.
Mm.
You know? Because it may...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but nonetheless, I still love scaring people.
You just don't like to be scared.
Right. Yeah, don't scare me. Ever.
And you don't like needles.
Ever. Oh, I hate needles. So, speaking of needles, before we start the podcast here, I had to go get to Star Valley Health.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lovely cortisone injection.
Oh, I've had many of those.
Into my shoulder.
Mm. Did it help?
It is lovely. I have been in much pain for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they shoved a big needle in there. But the thing that I was not overly excited about is they tried to sneak the needle into my shoulder without me knowing. And I'm like, dude, I run on an ambulance and you're going to try to sneak that on me?
I can see you.
I mean, like... So, what are you covering with your four fingers there, doctor?
Yeah.
You know.
How was the shot?
It was horrible.
Oh, okay.
The first shot, there's two needles that go in you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the lidocaine, whatever, Novocaine,
right.
Whatever they use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big one goes in for the steroid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't so bad until they like bouncing the needle off the ball of your humerus to find the joint.
Ow.
Because when they start bouncing the ball off the needle off the ball, then you're
right.
Like, you know what? That's like to the core of my fears.
Oh, boy.
That's like swimming in a swimming pool with a 30-foot great white shark.
A small pool.
A small pool with a 30-foot great white. It's very similar. I mean, almost unbearable.
Wow. So. Well, I'm sorry. But if it helped, that sounds like
well, there,
it's good.
So the doc wants to see how long it lasts, and he says that will determine how much longer I can keep my shoulder.
Mm. Which doc did you go to?
Linford.
Oh, he's the best. I love him.
Dr. Linford did it.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he is the guy.
But the good thing
is, your whole team.
Is I've also consulted with Dr. Stuckey.
Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, too.
Yeah. So we will see what happens in the near future. But they're thinking total shoulder replacement.
Oh, wow.
And I'm only like 46, something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's close to 50.
It's not even near 50.
It's pretty close.
Hey, so what are we doing today?
Today, we are going to talk about country music. Yay.
So I get excited about a few things in life. Hunting, I enjoy.
Yes, you do.
Even though I don't enjoy it as much as I used to, I still enjoy it. I enjoy my kids. I enjoy classic rock, and I enjoy good country music.
I agree. Well, not all those things, but...
Yeah. No, yes. And good food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really good food. Like, my glass of eggnog right here.
Yeah, that sounds tasty.
I love eggnog.
You do?
Oh. This time of year is just like...
Heavenly.
Christmas trees. I know it's too early for Christmas trees, really, but it's still Christmas trees and lights and turkey and family and eggnog.
Right. Yep.
And Clark Griswold.
I love fall, too. I just love going into Christmas with the temperatures dropping as we're looking at it.
Love it.
Snowing in the mountains here in November.
Love it.
But, yeah.
It's a good time of year.
It is a good time of year.
Well, let's delve right into it.
Okay.
So let's, I think we'll have you start off.
Okay.
Your first.
My first thought.
Your first favorite country song.
Oh.
But give our listeners a disclaimer here. Where did these songs come from? Why are these on our list?
I think some of them are what you were doing at that time. And then, you know, you think about it and it's a feel-good song because it was a good memory.
Some of these weren't even a thing when I was born.
True. Yeah. Some of them are pretty old.
I wasn't born when some of these came out.
That's right. You know, the joke that real country music songs, you have to go backwards. So you get back your truck, you get back your wife, you get back your dog. Yep. And that's kind of true. Country music started in the South, and it was a blend of English and Celtic and Irish and then African.
Interesting.
And so the Africans, you know, brought some of their drums and
into country music?
Yeah.
Really?
Way back when, you know, and they were slaves and they would work along the music. And because a lot of it started as folk. And it wasn't until I think the late 1800s that it started to kind of pick up more. And then by 1930, it was really on a roll.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was African influence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what tribes?
I don't. There's a lot of tribes there.
You know those tribes back there that, like, when they talk, they...
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wonder what country music that came from. Or country music came from that.
Maybe they...
Maybe that was the beginning of rap.
It could be.
You know what I mean?
It could be. Yeah, so it's been a melting pot for all different things. And instruments. So think about, you know, the first instruments they used were not guitars. They were banjos. Yep, that is right. And it's really hard to look at him as he's doing his ay-ay. And in the 1700s, the slaves brought that banjo, and that's how they started with it.
Huh, that's interesting.
Bangor, Africa was like the start of country music way back when, and now it's here. It's what city? I mean, you
Nashville,
live there.
Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. You live there, right?
Just for a little while.
Okay. How was it?
It was very crowded place. But
really?
There's some beautiful... Nashville? Have you been to downtown Nashville?
I have.
It's crazy crowded.
Oh, I didn't...
There's like bars on every corner and hubs and little dive bombs and...
Yeah.
But, I mean, there is some beautiful country out there still. Yeah, but Nashville itself, I thought was a mess.
Did you go to that hotel that had, so they had ducks swimming?
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Yeah, what was the name of that?
I can't remember, but it's the coolest thing. And then they played this song, and the ducks all come down the slide, and then they all go upstairs to their room.
What
is that? It's the craziest place.
Name of that place. I'm going to find it. I'll find it.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah. But yeah, and for sure, Nashville, Tennessee, the legend of country music's greatest are born there generally. I go there to find a record label.
Yeah. I went down there with a friend for training, and she's a blonde too, and apparently we got on the bus we shouldn't have gotten on. Apparently it's a scary bus.
Uh-oh.
I didn't find it scary. But we were at the back of the bus, and we were the only two blonde females, Caucasians there. And the guy in front of me had a hat on, and he had his tag, and, you know, hanging, dangling. And I was like, do you want me to take this off? And he's like, turns around and looks at me. I thought he was going to slice my throat.
Like a new hat tag?
Yeah, apparently that was the thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, my wife would be proud of me because she finds those on me all the time.
I love it when you like have something across your thigh and it's like large and you're like, no! You pull the strip. Oh, sorry, I squirreled.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyway, well.
Okay, well, your song is first up today.
Oh, okay? It is?
Yeah, your one of your favorites is up. So we're going to do one of MJ's favorite country songs and then one of my all-time country song favorite. But keep in mind, this is just MJ in mind. There is thousands of old, neat country songs out there. So hopefully some of yours are in this list. But we're going to do one of MJ's and then one of mine, then one of MJ's, then one of mine. And take it away, MJ.
All righty.
Who's this? Charlie Brown?
No.
Some old friends on the street.
Listen to his twang.
How does a man get to be this way?
Why?
Serious twang, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've always got a smiling face. Anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say,
you've got to
kiss an angel good morning.
Love it.
And let her know
Charlie Pride.
That's right.
Love Charlie Pride.
Kiss an angel good morning. And love her like the devil
when you get back home. Good thing he sang that and we didn't.
My turn, I'm up.
Okay, your turn.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on.
So, I have no idea why this, when I was sitting down writing the list of my favorite country songs, but of all songs, I remember listening to this when I was a kid and just loved it. Loved it. And I still love it.
Did it come from the movie? The movies?
No. No. This, I mean, I guess you could look at like Smoking the Bandit or something like this, but no. This is just... I don't know.
It's like a ballad, almost.
C.W. McCall is the guy that sang this. About a mile out of Shaky Town.
Wow,
where's Shaky Town?
Here's a rubber duck.
Come on.
Could be Salt Lake City, Utah.
L.A.
Oh.
Los Angeles. Shaky Town. Earthquake
really?
Town.
Yeah, but yeah, we're kind of there, too.
I just love it. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on.
Oh, this is kind of a fun video. If you guys have time, you should look it up. As they fly out of a trailer across the Grand Canyon.
And then I love how he talks about the pigs.
Back off them hogs. 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
Have you ever been in a pickup where they're talking to each other?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not
it's
a pickup.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah, we have friends, and I'll help them haul sheep to the desert and stuff like that. So we're in 5, 6, 7 semi-trucks going down
Fun.
The road. It's just,
Fun.
It's just something about that. So neat.
Yeah. I used to have a little part-time job where at night I would go and fill up the trucks so they'd be filled up in the mornings. And It was for a moving company. And I begged Steve to let me do the semis because most guys do in box trucks and stuff. And he's the kind that didn't even have to put the clutch in. He can just he's really good.
You bet.
Well, I go around the corner and I took out a fence. I took out the whole fence, all the way down. So after that, I was grounded. But
does not surprise me.
It was pretty funny. It was kind of a tight curve for me.
Not surprise me.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, you're up.
Again? Well, it's my fancy song.
This is fancy. One of the greatest all times, I think.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack in the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent. To say
okay, well, why don't you introduce your song?
So, Fancy, sung by Reba.
Dancing Dress.
You know, a lot of her songs were about her past. Same with Dolly.
Yep.
And I don't know. I think she's a good person. Oh, two years ago in the summer, Steve has these. I think they call them Freak Out Fridays, and they'll wear spell bees or they'll wear weird things. And it was Mark's turn, one of his employees, and he had on an elf hat. A great big elf hat with a bell. And so they're sitting in Nora's up in Jackson, really good place for food. And Reba was right behind him. She was dating some guy up there. So Steve like has the phone, and so he's like got it right here, you know, by his shoulder, pointing back at her while she's eating, you know, talking to me. And I'm like, Steve, really put the phone down. But she came up to him and she was like, why do you got that elf hat on? And it was kind of made their day.
Steve didn't start singing
fancy. No, but he likes Reba too.
Nah. My turn.
Your turn.
Okay.
Wow.
That is all that's needed right there. All
right.
To determine this whole song. I'll do it one more time. Yeah, that's a G chord.
And his name starts with G.
His name starts with G. Mm-hmm. Let's give you one more chord.
He's a good guy too.
Another one?
Blue Jeans is in the song.
Oh, my word.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. Ruined your black tie fair.
There's not a guy on this planet
last one to know,
that hasn't been driving in this vehicle and when this song comes on thinks of himself as the black tie ruining somebody's wedding.
Yeah.
The fear in his eyes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a good guy. Isn't he married to Trisha... Earwood.
Anyway, one of the greatest artists and songs together ever, I think. Don't you think?
I do. I think he is.
I saw him in concert and it was unbelievable.
That's what I've heard. His concerts are really good.
Unbelievable. Okay, you're up.
I'm up. Well, I'm not sure what you're going to play.
I'm not sure what I'm playing.
But I think I'll get on the road again. Like, this song makes you move.
On the road again.
Oh, I love Willie. Even though he was a stoner. Wrote his first song when he was 7.
I'm waiting on the road again.
But
I can't wait to crash if I had to listen to this again.
Really? Do you not like this song?
I'm not a Willie Nelson fan.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I don't know.
Do you like Waylon?
Yeah, I love Waylon.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would have to agree on the fact that this is probably a very influential country song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everybody on Earth, planet Earth, has heard this song,
sure.
Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it was a song about his, you know, his life on the road. And
sure.
Did you ever do any of that with your family?
What?
On the road and traveling?
Oh, for years.
And there was a, were you guys
thousands
in a bus?
Thousands of years. Yes, lived on a bus. I lived on a bus.
Was that horrible?
It was, for me, I was young, and so it was quite fun, you know, because I always like go raid the fridge and the cookies and stuff, you know, but I'm my poor mom.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible.
Yeah.
But speaking about my life.
Okay.
Let me tell you a story about my life.
Okay.
Okay.
On a warm summer's evening.
Ah.
On a train bound for nowhere.
This is a song about my
met
life.
Met up with a gambler.
We were
both too tired to sleep.
The only difference about this song and my life is I never learned when to fold them.
You just held them.
I'm so bad at cards. I'd probably do better letting everybody see what I have.
Such a good movie. I went to his concert, and by the way,
you're good.
By the way, he was a jerk. He only played for 30 minutes.
You're kidding me.
And he was in a, you know, it ran around in a circle. It was, I think, the old Salt Palace. And He was throwing tambourines out at the audience, you know, giving them tambourines. And he goes, isn't there any girls here that aren't Mormon blonde girls? He said that. And I was like, that's really weird.
All right, well, I'm cutting Kenny Rogers off right now.
Steve kind of looks like Kenny Rogers when he grows his beard in.
He does. I can see your husband looking like Kenny Rogers.
I think he's a good
guy. I haven't heard him sing, but I'd like to hear him sing that song one day just to see.
Well, he's kind of in heaven. He's not here anymore.
No. I said see Steve sing.
Oh.
Why would I want to see Kenny Rogers sing? I wanted to see Steve sing, your husband, so that I could judge whether or not he's like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of gruesome. Why would I want to see Kenny Rogers sing right now? Okay, you're up.
I was just up.
No, I did Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah, you were just up. Oh, this is my favorite. I love her. She's written so many songs. She's iconic.
Jolene. She is iconic.
She is. From a family of what? 35 or something?
At least, yeah. Jolene. Dolly Parton.
Married to the same guy for a long time. Have you ever seen him?
No.
Neither. I wonder if there really is a guy.
I know. It's so interesting. Some of these people, you know, their lives are so secret, but I respect that.
Oh, I do too.
You know what I mean?
Because I can't even imagine. You just go to Maverick to get yourself a slushie.
Right.
And there's people around you.
If I was married to like a big star like that, I wouldn't want to be out there either because I want to be able to go to Maverick.
Yeah.
If I couldn't go to Maverick, I'd be in big trouble.
It would be super hard. You know, having that privacy.
You're right.
But that's what they're making money off of. So
oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's that fine line, they can't be jerks.
If I were to pick my favorite, greatest all-time country music, it would be very difficult between two individuals.
Okay.
Singers, that is. But if you held a gun to me and said, Travis, I want to know your all-time favorite country music singer with his all-time favorite song, it would be this of all time. Who is it? Now I'm about ready to tip over. Just look at you,
girl. I don't know who this is.
He's from Wyoming.
Oh, it's Chris.
It is. This is Chris Ledoux.
Yeah, Chris Ledoux. Ledoux was a good.
Now I'm about ready to throw the staple at your forehead.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you in the head with a stapler.
What did he die of? He died pretty young.
Liver failure. He had his liver replaced and then it failed. What a... And how I got the part. I think, other than my dad, of course, but any other singer, entertainer had more influence on me than Chris Ledoux.
Wow.
Yep. I mean, from daylight till dark, when I was younger, it was Chris Ledoux all day, every day.
That's fun.
I wanted to be a rodeo cowboy. I wanted to be just like Chris Ledoux.
Hmm. Have you heard his son in concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ned several times.
Is he nice and...
Super genuine, just like awesome. His dad, Chris. Mm-hmm. Just do anything for you.
They were from Casey, Wyoming,
yep.
I think.
Yep. They have Chris Ledoux days back there.
Oh, they
One of these years, I've told my girls I'm going to take and we're going to go back. Chris Ledoux days.
Well, what did they do?
I don't know.
Is it like a fair day kind of?
I think so. I think they have like a rodeo and all that good stuff. Okay, so I said there was two guys.
Right.
Chris Ledoux would be my first, but this guy would be a very close second. And
yeah,
this is your pick, right?
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Oh.
I don't necessarily like love this song, but he's known for it for sure. But
oh yeah,
yeah.
I love this song. I mean, as far as like, I think you're right on. As far as like influential greatest country songs of all time, this has to be in there.
That's right.
It has to be.
Yeah. I've seen his concert. It's way good.
My ex is living. Do I sound like George Strait?
Oh, no, just for real. Like him.
That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
All right, we'll move on. Move on. Okay, this is mine. Now, I'm a little biased with this, but I still think one of the greatest songs of all time. Wrote my whole life down in a notebook. Songs about you and me.
singing to every soul in Tennessee.
There's actually two singers on this. But this guy, probably one of the greatest singers I've ever met and had the privilege to know for a little bit. But I know his partner here very well.
Really?
Yeah, you'll see here. Does this not sound familiar to you?
No.
What?
Sorry.
This is like one of the greatest of all time.
I'm sorry. I just really don't know. He has a beautiful voice.
I am so offended. Yeah. So the girl in this is Marie Osmond, my aunt, with Dan Sills.
Nice.
I just love this song.
Well, she was a little bit country.
Basically, the song is he's had all of this crazy life he can handle. He wants this girl to meet him underneath Montana sky.
Oh, nice.
I just
song.
Love it.
Now that you say that, and I'm listening to the
I
whole thing,
love
it's familiar.
That song. And you didn't know it. All right, here's you.
Hello.
That's right. And I like Johnny Cash. And I like his songs, but I like his wife, I think, better.
You like his wife?
Yeah, I think. I like them when they sing together, and yeah. But I'm stuck in
Folsom Prison. They had a movie about Johnny Cash. Came out, maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, maybe. It's called Walk the Line. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Great show.
Yeah. Wasn't...
CNN.
Was Reese Witherspoon... Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she
was. She was in it. And who played him?
My mama told me, son.
It was one of the Phoenix's brothers.
Don't ever play with guns, but I shot a man in Reno. Just to watch him die.
All right, Johnny.
Do they let them have an instrument in prison?
Hit and cry.
Do you know?
No, they never did let me have one. They never did.
Nope, they didn't.
Telling you. I had the voice harp.
Oh.
So this is my pick. This would be one of my all-time favorite songs. I don't know if everybody knows John Anderson, but he's got like the twangiest voice I feel in Nashville in the country. But
yeah,
I just love this song.
You must have some good memories from that time.
Oh, the greatest memories from this time. Late 80s, early 90s country music. You can't mess with it.
Did you meet him when you were living back
there? Oh yeah,
there?
I met John Anderson several times.
Fine.
Very good man.
Ever since the days of old.
You sound like Chewbacca.
Love this song.
Leave the empty hole. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play.
Love it. Okay, we only have a few more here.
Okay.
MJ, you're up. This is one of your songs.
Okay.
Yep. Let's tell us what you think.
Oh yeah.
This is the upright fiddle.
That's right. Thank you, Roger Miller. Rooms to let 50 cents. Can you imagine paying 50 cents for a room?
It's just the good old days.
Ain't got no cigarettes,
but two hours of pushing brooms. Come on, everybody, join in.
Eight
by 12, a 4-bit room, mama.
Man, oh, me, by no means. King of the road.
Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. I just love that.
I love it.
Good job on that one, MJ. You did. You scored on that one.
Oh, good.
Okay, my turn.
Your turn.
Here it comes, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Now, if this one doesn't get you clearing your throat, I don't know
what
does.
We need Dr. Cowan here.
Oh, that's right. He did do this one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Elvira.
Go low. You go low.
My heart's on fire. Elvira.
Okay, this time go low, but in tune.
Okay.
Does that look like heaven?
I'm so funny.
Lips like cherry wine. Boom, 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 boom. That girl can show.
Yeah, we really need him here.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I get a funny feeling.
Boom, boom, boom.
Up and down my spine.
Elvira. Elvira.
I just love this.
My heart's on fire. Elvira.
Maybe he does it right here. Seriously though, what a freak of nature, the voice on that guy.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, my word.
So fun.
And then I snuck one more Miranda.
Oh, I've got one too coming up, I think. Woo!
You know who this is?
Not yet.
One of the greatest songs ever.
Can't concentrate on the creature, preaching my attention span's done.
This is called Ricochet.
The band or the song?
Yeah, the band.
I've not heard of them.
You haven't?
I have not.
She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, more laughs than a stack of comic books.
It's called Daddy's Money by Ricochet.
Fun.
Can't believe you've never heard of them. Okay, your last one here.
Yep. This is like one of my favorite songs ever. I just love it. And you and I saw them in concert in Jackson.
Absolutely.
Yes, we did.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Your turn. You're up.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready.
Love it.
Love it. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old Stumper Road.
You're up.
I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows.
Baby, get ready.
Ooh, where's that?
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and count the stars where the cool grass grows.
I don't get it.
You don't?
I don't get it at all. Who goes fishing in the dark?
Well,
and
somebody
laying on their backs.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Maybe they were fishing for something else.
I don't get it.
Fishing for a good time.
Still don't get it. I don't get it. I've never gone fishing in the dark. I don't like it.
Nitty,
I like to see what I catch. But yes, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, great band.
Yeah, fun.
Well, that was a good podcast.
That was. It was fun.
Hopefully we brought a smile to everybody's face today.
We'd love to hear from you and what you would like to hear.
Yeah, shoot us a line.
Yeah, we have an email here at Star Valley Media.
Why Your Story podcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think so.
I think it is too. So yeah, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. We enjoy everybody's comments that we get. And
we do.
Love
and thank
to keep
you for
it all
listening. We've sure enjoyed ourselves. And we remember, everybody has a story. And if you have a fun story you'd like to share with us, we'd love to have you on.
We really would. We just appreciate our sponsors out there. Star Valley Health, thanks for all you guys do. EcoLife, SVI Media, and we have another couple ones coming online soon.
Yes, we do. We're excited.
Everybody take care. Stay healthy.
That's right. Have a safe holiday season.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.